The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
I don't know if feather boas are selling out for his tour, but they certainly are for Harry Styles. According to costume shops, you can't get a feather boa in Ireland. So I'm told. I haven't gone looking myself. Fashion has completely taken over our gigs and festivals. Gone are the days of just T-shirts and mucky wellies. Emma Power of 2FM is here with me in the studio. And you're DJing at Forbidden Fruit today, Emma. So how has festival attire changed?
Oh my God, it's changed so much. When I think back to my first festivals, my first festival would have been Oxygen, which is long gone now. And I remember going with my friends, and back then you were scrambling to find old clothes, you know, like tracksuit bottoms and hoodies and runners that you didn't mind getting dirty. Like, you didn't care what you looked like as long as you were warm, as long as you had clothes that you didn't mind ruining. And that was kind of it. You didn't think about what you were going to wear. You didn't think about what you looked like. Whereas in the last few years, it has just completely changed, you know, like, even yesterday. So I'm at a festival this weekend, and yesterday I was like, oh my God, I don't think I have anything to wear. I spent 4 hours in a shopping centre looking for clothes to wear to a festival, because that's how important it is now.
What is being worn? What's in?
So you've got the likes of, you know, kind of, it's kind of very boho chic. So you have, like, you know, maxi skirts. You might have like a fringe jacket. People are wearing like flowery crowns. People are covered in glitter. They've got gorgeous makeup. Cowboy boots are in. Biker boots. Oversized leather jackets. Like, years ago, people would choose warmth over fashion. Now it's fashion over warmth. So you would see people wearing like raincoats years ago, whereas now people are turning to leather jackets instead, or, you know, perhaps like fashionable raincoats now.
Yeah, expensive ones.
Yeah.
But years ago as well, maybe I'm thinking people might have been more influenced by what the musical acts wore. You know, you like that band, you like that, and you're thinking, you know, you might try and look a bit like that. But now it's about what influencers are saying people should be wearing, isn't it?
Like, you'll notice that with places like, you know, festivals like Coachella. So Coachella is a huge festival that takes place over 2 weekends in America around April every year. And, you know, some people, you know, would still go and look for the footage of the acts performing. But a lot of the time now, you'll see, like, you know, a lot of the tabloids, a lot of the online sites and Instagram, it's just covered with influencers and famous people and what they're wearing. It's almost like the Oscars red carpet now. You know, that's kind of, you know, like, the Oscars red carpet is what people look forward to. Coachella is that now. Festivals are that now. People are looking to that for inspiration for what they can wear in their summer festivals now.
What about blokes? Are we still going with the old AC/DC t-shirt and a pair of jeans, or are they getting dressed up as well?
Now, I might get in trouble for saying this, but I sometimes think that you guys have it a little bit easier than we do, because you can just throw on a t-shirt and a pair of jeans. But I've noticed with my own male friends now, they definitely put a lot more effort into what they're going to wear. Like, one friend in particular yesterday was out buying a whole new outfit, was out buying new jewellery, all for his look for Forbidden Fruit this weekend. You know, people definitely are putting more effort into what they're wearing. I think especially the men now are seeing the women looking so good, so they're like, oh crap, we better look the same now.
We want to spend some of that money as well. And merch has become a big part of the money making machine around all of this, but also kind of more expensive exclusive merch.
Yes, it definitely
Beyonce has an exclusive range, doesn't she?
Yeah, Beyonce now, she'll get away with absolutely anything, but Beyonce's on tour at the moment and she's in the UK, but they've actually opened up in London a Renaissance shop. So it's a multimedia exhibition, but there's also merchandise on sale there as well. So she's teamed up with Balmain, which is a French luxury brand. So they've got a tote bag that's going to set you back £160. They have a t-shirt that's selling for £200 and a hoodie for £360. And people might think that's mad money, but if you're into fashion and if you're a mega Beyonce fan, you're going to spend that money on it. And I've even noticed myself working in radio, you know, over the years, people will send in CDs to you. Now I notice people are sending in vinyl because CD seems to be disappearing. But what I've noticed in the last few months is I'm starting to receive packages now with hoodies, you know, with merchandise hoodies, with, you know, little tote bags, with hats. So I can definitely see that it is on the rise for everyone across the music industry.
And of course with the Beyonce one, you know, there's probably a knockoff version of it for sale outside the place for a fraction of the price.
But that's it. You know, I went into a shop yesterday in Dundrum and I put on a Tupac Shakur t-shirt. You know, you can go into your high street shops and you can buy, you know, merchandise t-shirts, the likes of Penny's, the likes of Bershka. They all sell them, you know, and everyone's wearing them. So
and that's a lot cheaper. Absolutely. Well, enjoy the festival.
Thank you.
Emma Power from 2FM. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.